From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. For all the followers of the news media on the internet, have you noticed the big change that has happened to nearly every post? Yes, that's right. The comments have been turned off as of a week ago when the High Court decided that the owners of internet posts and blogs, although the case strictly dealt with matters on the Facebook platform, were the publishers of the sites and not the strays who come in to make comments. The comments themselves were the subject of this appeal to the highest court in the land. So now if you have a blog or you are a member of a club which maintains an internet presence and still allows unmoderated posts to appear, well, maybe it is time to think why the biggest media distributors of news in the country have stopped what you are still doing. The last thing you wish to do is to receive a letter which begins, "We have been instructed," with the possible result that your bank account will become terminally ill. To another matter which really should turn our minds, that is how we present our story to the world. There are various ways that people use, from cinema to books, pamphlet to video, blogs and podcasts, and they all have the power to present the face, the sound, the feel and the tenor of what recreation is and does. Many of us will remember the awe of the first visiting a sombre church full of dark-stained wood panels and hard wooden seats. Some can remember the first days of school and the bright-coloured childish art and decorations that festooned the walls and the smell of the room. These two scenes evoke two different sets of memories for most of us. When we listen to the streaming music services or the broadcast media, we have in the first case the option of selecting the genre of music, or in the second we listen to the selection on the playlist and take joy in the pieces that we feel reflects us. Now, what I'm getting at is that the impression and the choices we make are significant in how we react to the story that is being presented by the building or the electronic medium. And back to amateur radio. How do we like to think of this interest that sparks people from around the world to become involved? How do we identify as an amateur radio operator? Do we gladly speak to others when the opportunity arises? Or are we sombre and reticent, defensive even? And then what stirs our enthusiasm? The dark wooden panel memories or the happy characters fluttering on the classroom walls? What excites us and what will excite others? Will it be stories of defeat and sadness, or will it be images of enjoyment? These are the considerations that we must take into account in telling the story of amateur radio and our part in it. Whether it is the monthly club meeting or over the weekly net, how much more effective is it to have the sounds of someone who is thrilled with their time investment? Think on this, as I try to. And maybe you will find a way of adding spark into our story. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.